So we are here at Art the Empire Radio. I'm your host, Tion Buku, aka Mr. Generous. We got another special guest in the house, my man, my brethren, who brought a whole bunch of dope everything. I mean, just merch, collabs, and so much to get into. But I'm going to let my man introduce himself. Yo, tell him who you are and where you're from.
Yo, what up? This is Jesse Hernandez, the Urban Aztec, born and raised in the East Bay, visual artist out here doing everything from murals to toys to posters, illustration, animation, tattoos, all across the board.
All right. So how long have you... All right. You already answered number one. What are your primary art forms for your business?
Got you. So I would say murals are a primary focus, toy design, also, various forms of illustration and design for apparel or other logo type stuff. I also do flash animation, well, what it used to be known as. Okay. Now it's just animate, right?
Yeah.
But so I used to do a lot of that, and occasionally gigs come up still, so I'm actually doing something of that still at the moment.
Right. Multiple lanes.
What else? But yeah, no, it's a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Okay. You've turned your art into an empire.
Yeah.
But so when in your artistic path did you decide or like realize this is actually financially viable to be a career?
I think for me, art was always kind of something that I had to do.
Right.
So it was like there was no... I've done plenty of other jobs where you were not, you know, art focused.
Right.
It would drive me crazy.
Right.
You're like, you always had to have some sort of creative outlet. And so I think, you know, when you could finally get jobs that were focused on art. So I was doing stuff that was, different gigs for studios and things like that, working in, television and production, video games, stuff like that.
Right.
But even then, I was always doing my own stuff on the side.
Right, okay.
So, and then I've been 100% freelance the last 9 years.
Last 9 years. So, but what year was that when you first was like, okay, you know what? Like, I think, okay, when was the first time you made money off of your art? Like, when you first, your first commission or like any of that?
Probably in like 95.
95? What was it?
At the time, I think I was airbrushing shirts.
Oh, okay. Also, okay. So you come back from like, okay.
But yeah, and then I was also doing like, I did some like book cover illustration stuff also.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I was trying to get into like comics and animation at the time. And I learned quickly that I wasn't so much the sequential art dude as that much.
Like, right.
Because I got so obsessed with each piece, right? So it was like, I don't want to leave stuff, you know, like partially done and just keep, you know, moving across, you know.
Right, which is in comics, you really, you're only a part of the process. You're not the whole process, so you can't, yeah.
So I think I was more like, well, I think I'm more of a cover dude, you know, like,
right.
Just make one thing that pops
all yours.
Really hard. Yeah.
Right.
And then it's you focused on that one image.
Right.
But so, yeah, it's funny that eventually now we're back to where I'm kind of doing stuff related to comics, where that's where I wanted to start.
Right.
Never broke in, like, and got lost in other stuff. And
right.
Now find myself finally there. It only took 25 years.
Yeah, we call it the scenic. We call it the scenic route.
Yeah, for
you
real.
You know, there are other things you had to accomplish and acquire before you were in the right disposition with your styles and probably value and understanding how to navigate these different things. So, you know. So, okay, let's just take it back. So you said you started, you know, you first sold something around 95, and then just 9 years ago, you went full-time.
Yeah.
Right? So how did you make that jump from, like, you know, art on the side, make a little money here and there, I got a job, though, so I could feed my, you know, my family, and then, like, yo, we about to just go ahead and do this?
So I actually got pushed into it. Because...
Your wife?
No,
nah,
so
I'm just kidding. You need to just focus on your art.
Yeah.
Shit, you never hear from
her. She's always had my back and everything, but
right.
I was at the time I worked at Zynga, mm-hmm. which was a video game company.
Is that Zynga?
Yeah,
that is? Okay, yeah.
And so I was there for 3 years, and they eventually like basically went through a whole thing of layoffs, which I was kind of used to being the last man standing.
Right.
And, you know, like even some, like, how can this be? But all right, I guess this is happening. And so I got clipped after like 3 years of being there.
Right.
And so at that time, I got basically pushed into being 100% freelance.
Oh, because you got laid off?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like,
yeah.
He's saying it in such a poetic way. I'm like, so did they make you? Okay, they was basically like, you don't have a job. And so.
Yeah. And so it was, you know, and then I was like, well, how's this going to work? You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, it took a while, but I feel like every year you would keep building on what you're doing.
Right.
And trying different ways to make it work. And I think another revelation I had too was, I don't know if this might answer another question later, but I started realizing, so I would always do signings at conventions, things like that.
Right.
But I didn't have a steady presence.
Right.
So I started realizing I need to get out and show my work and have something up wherever I'm at too, because then, you know, people might miss you like pretty easily amongst all everything going on. So I started doing more conventions where I was only doing like maybe one or two a year back then. And now I'm doing a lot more. But yeah, no, I mean, getting laid off was terrifying, obviously.
Right. It's turned out to be a blessing for quite a few people.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like, all right, well, they're pushing me to take the leap I wasn't going to do. I turned my heart into an empire. Yeah.